بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جندب بن سفيان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى الصبح فهو في ذمة الله فانظر يا ابن آدم لا يطلبنك الله من ذمته بشيء. رواه مسلم. هذا جندب بن سفيان رضي الله عنه رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who performs Fajr Salah, he is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who performs the Fajr Salah, he is under the protection of Allah ta'ala. So, O son of Adam, let not Allah ta'ala seek from you anything regarding the protection that he has given. In other words, the person, like Alhamdulillah, we have performed the Fajr Salah, may Allah ta'ala accept it. Once a person reads the Fajr Salah, then he is in a special protection of Allah Ta'ala. Any person now who interferes in this protection that Allah has given, this person who has performed his Fajr Salah, then Allah Ta'ala will seek him. And Allah Ta'ala seeks a person, Allah Ta'ala will then definitely seize him and destroy him. In other words, do not interfere with a person who has ready Salat, his Fajr Salat, because he is in a special protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah ta'ala, Rasulullah is explaining, that la yatlubannaka Allahu min dhimmatihi bishayin. When Allah has given somebody protection, now don't interfere in that protection by hurting this person, harming this person, irritating this person, causing him any type of grief or taklif or sorrow, because Allah has given him protection. Now if you are going to interfere with that person, then Allah will seize you. And Allah Ta'ala will then punish you. So a person who performs his Fajr Salah, then he is in a special protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, if something happens to the person, that is taqdeer. But the point here is that then Allah will take revenge on behalf of this person who has performed his Fajr Salah. Therefore it is important, one of the great benefits of us performing a Fajr Salah, and for the men folk, of course, with Jamaat in the masjid, the women folk at home, but you be the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتعاقبون فيكم ملائكة بالليل وملائكة بالنهار ويجتمعون في صلاة الصبح وصلاة العصر ثم يعرج الذين باتوا فيكم فيسألهم الله وهو أعلم بهم كيف تركتم عبادي فيقولون تركناهم وهم يصلون وأتيناهم وهم يصلون. متفق عليه. In this hadith of Rasulullah SAW narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, he says, the angels of the night, in other words they have shifts, the angels of the night shift and those of the day, they take turns in coming to you. يتعاقبون. So first one group of angels will come, then the next group of angels come. So يتعاقبون فيكم ملائكة بالليل وملائكة بالنهار. The angels of the night and those of the day, they take turns in coming to you. They gather for the Fajr Salah and the Asr Salah. So for example, those angels who are with us at night till Fajr, now they will go up and they will rise, so they will ascend to the sky. And those angels who are now going to come for the day shift, so as to say, they will also come down. So both meet at Fajr time and at Asr time, when there's a change of shifts. So they gather for the Fajr Salah and the Asr Salah. Then the angels who were with you during the night, then ascend, and Allah Ta'ala asks them, and despite knowing fully well, Allah Ta'ala is most knowledgeable, He knows exactly what transpires. So Allah Ta'ala still asks those angels, how were my servants when you left them in the dunya? Now you were with them the entire night, now that you have come up. What was the condition? The angels reply, when we left them, they were performing salah. And we went to them also, they were performing salah. So Fajr and Asr. So both the time we find them performing salah. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asks His angels again to show the loftiness of the believers who are performing salah. And Allah reminds His angels, because when Allah ta'ala created man, then the angels, they question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why do you want to create such people in this world who will cause corruption and bloodshed? And Allah Ta'ala says, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. I know well what you do not know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the angel each time now. How did you find my servants? He said, Allah, we found them praying, we found them making salah. In other words, they're not causing bloodshed, they're not causing any mischief. So again, Fajr and Asr Salah, again, importance had been given, that the angels are changing shifts during that time. And of course, we mentioned yesterday that all five times Salat, it is imperative, it is farad, obligatory upon us, we should perform our five times Salat, and look forward to performing our Salah, enjoy our Salah, and then we will see all these beautiful favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.